Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week, Matt Reed from the men's hockey team. Congratulations on a great weekend, Matt.
Thank you very much.
I know no other way to ask this other than to just ask. You have any idea why you guys have so much good luck over Omaha?
I don't know. It's a hard question to answer. You know, I just think that we wanted to establish a rivalry right off the bat at the beginning of the year with them. And, you know, we just, I guess, show up and we're more prepared, I guess. I have no clue why. It just seems like we have their number, and maybe it's just our style of play against our style of play that works for us. But, you know, over the year we've came out on top many times.
Friday night's game, I had said, man, it looks like the Beavers are just hoping for overtime here because you weren't getting the puck past the red line a whole heck of a lot. You were on your heels a little bit, and then all of a sudden you scored two goals. It's really deflating from their standpoint, but how much of a lift did that give you guys even for Saturday night?
Yeah, Friday night we were we came out kind of slow in the third period, and Stevie's goal there was kind of a lucky goal, but, you know, that's Beaver hockey, you know. We just get pucks to the net and hope for the best. And, you know, if being Omaha, once you see a kind of a bad goal like that go against you, it's deflating for them. And we had to go out there and we had to capitalize right away again, or get the puck in their zone and do as much as we can and kill time off the clock. And for sure, you know, winning Friday night takes a little pressure off your shoulders, knowing that you you know, you don't have to win Saturday night, but it's good to win. But, and you know, being Omaha going into Saturday night, you know, it's a must win for them. And I thought we were a little bit more relaxed Saturday night, and we just played a better game overall.
How is this year different than the last few years, where in the past you knew, all right, we win two games and we're going to the national tournament? Now you've had to win two, now you got to win three more.
Yeah, certainly. It's going to be a tough three games, but, you know, in the past, you know, you worry about your two games and that's it, and, you know, you have a chance to get to a national tournament. This year, you know, we play Duluth, who's, you know, in the top 10, and then if we win that game, we play Denver, who's in the top 10, and then going to the finals, it's probably another team in the top 10. So, you know, we gotta just worry about one game at a time, go out and just, you know, work hard every shift, and, you know, just do the little things right all weekend to give us a chance to win for the weekend.
Realize you haven't played Duluth in a while, but you guys still want them the way that you guys lost to them the first game?
Being at home our second weekend in the season and losing the first game with, I think, 8 seconds left or something like that in overtime, and that was painful. But, you know, it was early in the season, and, you know, for us, we got to forget about that but also learn from it. And being Duluth, you know, they got luck at both games. Same went in overtime with these guys. These guys are going to be a good competitor, and they're going to have to play well as well. So, you know, we got to learn from it, and we got to be better, and we got to be, you know, be able to play a full 60. And then if it does go in overtime, be able to show up for every second until the last goal scored.
Do you guys, as a top line, feel like you've got to match theirs?
I would like to play against their top line, but since they have home ice, they get to match what they want to do. And It's going to be tough, you know. Whoever gets to play against that Conley and Fontaine line is, you know, they're going to have to play a big role that night for any chance for us to win. So it's going to be a tough duel.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU men's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.